Don't worry, I'm not gonna hurt you.
Live from Atlanta, Georgia, in front of a studio audience, here comes Kinky and the Geek.
Yay!
This time an actual live audience and not just Phantom sitting in the background.
Yeah, really.
So that's pretty cool. So thank you guys for coming.
Yes.
We really appreciate you.
Yes.
We are, for those who don't know about us, we're a podcast we've been running for almost 2 years now.
Yeah. 2 years in September.
Yep. I thought it was August.
No, we started in September.
Okay. Yeah,
almost the end of September.
Something like that.
Well, I have no idea.
Yes,
yeah.
Late August.
Yeah, or thereabouts.
Something like that.
And after Dragon Con.
Yeah. And we just record every week on all things kinky and geeky.
And whatever the hell comes out of our head.
Yeah. And sometimes
literally.
We can pronounce things, which is kind of cool.
Yes.
It's a special
IDBM.
Thing. Yeah, yeah.
We had someone bitch because I can't say
IMDb.
IMDb. It was I came out wrong.
Yeah,
someone
yeah.
tweeted and then she immediately stopped following her.
Yeah, people get weird.
Well, their loss.
Yeah, but so this is pretty much us, and we're kind of just gonna record a cast, and you know, if you guys just. Shit, come on up and say stuff. You know, if you've got something to say, come on up. We'll totally hand over the mics. Only daddy. Only daddy touches me there.
Welcome to the world of bad touching.
show us on the teddy bear where he touched you.
We also have giveaways.
Yeah. And we have four
people.
Usually.
Yeah, we have four people, and
that
some people
us.
Might get it. Yeah. We're giving away the people.
Yeah. Oh, come on up.
Yeah, come on up.
Seriously. Yeah.
Well, we're being timely in starting, which most panels aren't, so.
There you go.
That is beautiful. That is beautiful.
I thought the con brought us here.
Maybe I wanted a tattoo that would be a tattoo that I'd want, but
yeah.
I'll just get an Indian design.
Oh, sure. It's beautiful.
I actually did that with one of the home kits, as they did something around that, and it got to, just to get an idea of what it was, and I didn't get an armband. I end up getting dice.
They're actually made of henna. He refreshes them every single week.
Yes.
So many Sharpies,
yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Although I saw someone that rivals my geek tattoo. There was
really?
A girl in the elevator with a golden snitch tattooed on her.
Okay, nice. That's pretty good.
On her snitch, yeah. I've only seen one snitch this
snitch.
Week, and that was...
She had one, so it was golden.
Well,
and
yeah, golden. That would certainly encourage me to slither in.
Yes.
Oh. Oh. Put me on a microphone.
No, I would, but then I would give her Hogwarts. So.
Oh, yeah. God. Oh, and yeah. It keeps going. That's kind of awesome, actually. I wish I was that clever.
I'll be here all week. Try the veal.
I'm glad I'm not. Anyway.
Tip the veal and try your waitresses.
Right. So I don't. What is everybody doing at the con?
For our two or three listeners that aren't in or around the building, what Frolicon is.
Yeah.
Have a point then.
Okay, Frolicon is a fantasy and fetish convention.
Yeah, fetish.
Basically.
Yeah, S&M meets geek.
Right.
Which is why we're here.
Right, and we've been to two panels so far, and they've both been geeky. So.
Well, they've been trying to do geeky, but then again, when you throw a geeky panel at 11... Well, actually, it seems like if you put any panel on at 11 o'clock in the morning, you don't get a whole lot of people showing up.
Funny you don't wake up that early.
Zombie panel.
Yeah.
I was at one panel, the physics of S&M, which is a perfect intersection.
Mm.
Lord Mercury, I think his name was,
yes.
And a absolutely entertaining and also informative panel. It seemed almost like a college lecture, but with more interesting props.
He did the Dom Round Table last year, and he's amazing, man. If anyone gets a chance to go see him.
And
highly recommend anything that he does.
We actually just had another podcaster join us.
Oh, hi.
Oh.
Hi.
Well, introduce yourself. She is another panelist.
Okay, I'm Spice, and I do a podcast called The Spicy Buzz, where sex and significance meet. And we talk to all different kinds of sexperts about different topics. And I was here this weekend presenting some workshops. I did one yesterday on casual intimacy that you were at.
I was at, yes.
And then I did one today on non-monogamy. And I was actually very pleasantly surprised by the response that I got. Not that I thought the people wouldn't be responsive. I just figured, you know, well, who here needs to learn about how to have casual sex? And who here needs to learn about having...
You can't really swing a dead cat in here without... Yeah,
yeah, you know, yeah. And I was like, everybody here is non-monogamous. But, you know, it was actually really nice that all these people really wanted to talk about all these topics. And, you know, they still... Everybody still always has something to learn.
Well, and I've seen your podcast. You're haven't you advertised it on the podcast group on FetLife?
I don't think I have seen it.
It's driving me crazy.
Well, she did put something up on Frolicon. Her picture of her hugging the little stuffed the vagina.
Yeah, I know. I've seen it from somewhere else. It's going to drive me crazy.
Well, then it means I'm doing good marketing.
Drive.
Right, exactly. So I have definitely heard of it. And I don't get a chance to listen to other podcasts. So for me to like actually see them, that's, you know, I've seen you somewhere. So I just wanted to let you know.
Great. Thank you.
It may have just been a fantasy, but we've seen you somewhere.
So we actually had a topic. They wanted us to do a topic, mm-hmm. which is actually our little thing we call Geek in the Lifestyle. Or Geek as a Lifestyle.
As a Lifestyle,
It's kind of the play on the whole Kinky and as a Lifestyle.
The games and the DVD collections upstairs and then the dungeon downstairs.
Right, that's... it is kind of funny that it does seem to fall very, because I've met at least a couple of people who basically can trace their kinkiness back to Return of the Jedi.
Okay, fair enough.
The original. There are several people that are basically said they're coming of age was seeing Leia in the bikini.
I have to say I read Carrie Fisher's book, The Wishful Drinking, and she says that most of her fans who approach her are, you know, young, you know, or older men, or young men now, and they say, like, yeah, I love that poster of you, and that bikini is so hot, you know, and she's just like, all right, that's...
You're creepy, but
I just signed this. Yeah. I can go now.
Bye-bye.
Well, considering you go to Dragon Con, and that's usually probably one of the, outside of the stormtroopers, that's usually one of the most prominent costumes. It's the Slave Leia.
Scrawny guy with, like, these woven buns. It was awesome.
But there has been an alien from Aliens.
Yes.
Alien here.
I did just see a stormtrooper.
I'm not surprised.
Which garrison is he from?
The 502nd, the true use of Vader's fist. Yes.
I know that there's a garrison in Hampton Roads in Virginia, so it's like oh, okay, it's good to hear, like, that it's all over, kind of
relating.
Mm-hmm.
It's very
sweet. Yeah. The highlight of the geek of the con so far for me was the moment when the Whovians outnumbered the bloody red shirts. They were like, oh, yeah, bitch. Nice. We're going to beat you all the way up the timeline. That was just one.
Well, yeah, considering there was a FetLife posting of people wanting to get together tonight and finding some way of doing the Doctor Who premiere tonight.
How fucking brilliant was that, actually?
It's funny you mentioned the Whovians outnumbering Doctor Who, outnumbering the red shirts.
No, it's interesting that you mention the Whovians outnumbering the red shirts. The thing that has always fascinated me is the trends of the different... I don't want to call them subcultures. I don't want to call them tribes. Fandoms, whatever, in con culture. 10 years ago, was it 10 years? Yeah, it was 10 years ago. It was all about the stormtroopers. Before that, it was all about the Klingons. It was briefly all about Stargate SG-1, and then you had, before that it was about Star Trek, and you had the occasional Doctor Who, and it just the ebbs and flows and the new. Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, where did Patrick Troughton die? He died here at Dixie Track.
Yeah.
So I mean, you have all these different threads of fandom costuming things going on at cons, and I think it's hysterical to me that, you know, watching the what people decide they want to be, you know.
So what is the next wave? Where can we catch on this merchandising, sci-fi merchandising next?
Well, okay, I think the current
No, that's already going on.
Well, I think the last wave was probably steampunk, or the last wave, or the current wave is steampunk. Yeah. Yeah. Which
says the man in the gold vest.
Right. Yeah. Says the man in the gold vest. Yes. And where can we find? Sorry. Do we have a yes. Incidentally, come to an AcroCon. No, I think steampunk is the current wave, and you're going to find that there are people who are going to steampunk everything before that'll go away. And then I have no idea. I'd like to see Eureka costuming.
What? Yeah, but that's basically just a sheriff's outfit.
I know.
Exactly.
Although they do make
be taken down by Joe.
Yeah. And she was at Dragon Con last year, she is a hot little thing.
Yeah.
You know, outside the uniform. Yeah.
Totally.
Actually, I thought the most interesting subculture I have found now has to be Nerf Punk.
Yeah. Nerf Punk. That's exciting.
Oh, I can explain.
Is it where they take Nerf toys and revamp them?
This is basically what you do. It's an offshoot of steampunk where you would take, in steampunk a lot of the stuff they do is take the Nerf guns and mod them to look more Victorian.
Okay.
Because you have a big revolver. I mean, it kind of fits on some of them. Well, in this one, you don't mod your gun. You mod the Victorian outfit to the color scheme of your Nerf gun.
Does this include Mattel hoverboards and the like as well? Or?
No, this is just
it could, though.
The sky's the limit as far as that goes.
Ooh, I got excited when you said My Little Pony. Then I leaned back into the conversation.
Yeah, although they are trying to work. I know Seth Green is trying to work on getting Mattel to work with him and doing Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse.
But he's trying to actually get them to market those ponies, give him permission to make the figurines and sell them.
Star Wars parodies.
Because, there are robot chickens.
George Lucas is very, open. He's like, fuck it, okay, go for it.
Because he gets money on it, because he was the first person to actually do that.
He'd have to
George Lucas is pretty much
those particular ones to the line.
George Lucas has pretty much said that it is now an open-ended universe. Anything but the anything other than the big screen is an Elseworld, and he doesn't care. Send me a check.
That's the great thing about being an adult, is you can just take all the things that you loved as a kid and now bastardize them for your own adult use.
Yeah,
actually,
I think last year, what was it? There was the sexy Freddy Krueger. Yes.
Right, right.
I think there was a sexy Jason. The sexy Ghostbusters.
Yeah, I was actually looking at your Hello Kitty t-shirt, and when I was a kid, we were broke, we couldn't afford Hello Kitty, and Mom was like, I'm not paying that for that. But when I got older, it was such a brilliant day when I could go buy my own. I was like, oh my God, I've made it. So
yeah, I know, that's how I felt. But then after a while, I was like, oh my God, I have so much toys in my house, and it's kind of getting to be a little bit too much. You know, it's like I'm a grown person supposedly, and I have all these toys.
Hey,
and they were just everywhere. So then I tried to get rid of them. I'm like, okay, I'm gonna be a grown up for a while. But then that didn't work.
Yeah. Well, Mighty and Bill and I have been talking. We're in the midst of buying a house, as many listeners have heard, and he was kind of saying the other day that this really felt grown up. you know,
yeah,
Bun.
The most grown up, the most grown up thing I've actually had to say is,
I said to him, "Well, we don't really have to worry about DC being grown up because all I have to do is just cover the place in my stuffed animals, and nobody will guess that adults live there."
Yeah, yeah, the actually, we have to. We've already prized stripper poles. Yeah.
Yes, there will probably be stripper
and,
poles.
We have talked about wanting to at least have a room where we can set up a cross.
Yeah, yeah. And the
and
key,
I'm going to build it.
The key is actually finding someone who's okay with it.
Yes.
And that being said, I wanted to introduce to the Kinky and the Geek family. Are you taking off?
No, no, I just actually had a comment on that.
Okay, well, I just wanted
to let's introduce our newest member.
Yeah, this is the newest. This is we want him to be the Kinky and the Geek mascot.
Okay.
Sir Wellington. Sent to us by our listener and dear friend, E.S.
Yes, the maker of the paddles you see before you.
Exactly, and so he got his own special Frolicon badge, so I just wanted to point out.
I guess my Leo over here snuck in. He doesn't have a badge, but, you know, Mighty Bill gave
me a
lion for our anniversary, and kind of has the jeans and a leather vest thing, and
I bought it at CVS.
Yes, and
just like that.
And his actually has a heart on his arm that says "My Main Squeeze." So, So, yeah, and he's been eyeing Sir Wellington a little bit too much.
Yeah, I know, and I just wanted to say thank you to DS because he's amazing. He made the paddles.
The paddles.
Yes. He made us paddles.
We got to let the quality.
Yeah. Here.
I mean, that's the hairbrush one, which is in cedar, I believe.
Yeah, that one's in cedar. Yeah.
Very smooth.
Uh-huh.
Yep, and that's that's here to be given away.
Yeah, and his Etsy site is Therian Productions. So if anyone's interested, he's got a bunch of other things like floggers.
He makes his own paddles. He's actually made some floggers.
Yeah, not bad, right?
Yeah, these are actually the two long ones actually aren't on his site. These were made for us.
Yeah, because he's made
nice.
Them.
Yeah.
They're
nice. We got him. Well, I'll show you later.
Okay.
We found him a treat. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because we love you, DS. Thank you.
Yeah.
Well,
Ashley Phantom and I wish that we could butter him up, and that's been kind of a running theme.
There's been a lot of flirting between the three of them going on our podcast.
Yeah. Well, because he's freaking adorable.
He is adorable. Yeah. I will totally admit that.
Adorable. No, he's freaking exactly.
Freaking adorable.
Exactly.
Yes.
Different level.
Yeah.
Adorable, yes.
Yeah. Freaking adorable.
There's adorable, which would be a little, and then there's freaking adorable.
Yeah.
Although.
So, so how's the con been for everyone? Do you guys have some good con stories? What's been going on?
I have seen more sex this weekend than I think I've seen in a very long time.
That's fabulous. Like,
yes.
Just,
and actually, several people on this panel have actually been involved in it.
Yes.
Okay. Well, damn.
Yeah.
Yeah. God damn it.
The Duckstock party has been kind of the focal of a lot of it going on.
I've only walked into there one time and there wasn't somebody having sex, sucking someone off.
They're doing that. There was a rough scene because they've actually got toys set up. They've got a cross. They've got this case, whatever it is. They basically took
It's an IBM server rack.
Yes.
Okay.
They've got straps in it.
I saw the door swing, and I was like, IBM.
Nice.
Big Blue really knew what kind of big wood was going on in there.
So they have that, and then they have a Black Beauty, which the name threw me off, and then I see it, and I'm like, oh.
It's a horse.
With its own
attachment. Almost like a homemade Sibian.
I want to say that. That's basically what it is. Up and down. Stop. Floor nine.
Yeah, just follow all the people.
So,
yeah,
so
and look for the duck.
From here.
Which is funny because it's like right down the hall. Yeah, it's right down the hall from our room too.
Which we have the sign up. So, haha.
So the signs for the extracurriculars. Some of the panels, I have to admit, I'm a first timer here, but some of the panels have been really cool. I'm especially interested in the hypnotism. It wasn't before I arrived, but since I saw the offerings and since I visited some of them, it's been really neat. Both a question and answer session, really long. We got to ask Hypno Dave, Prism Fire, and unfortunately, I can't remember the other, but he's on the website. Then there's also a workshop today where we got to learn some inductions, and tonight will be the show.
Yeah, so
No Dave does a Dave show every year.
I've heard that's really fun.
A full crash course in hypnotism and, well, in very little clothing, too, so that's nice.
Nice, nice.
The eyelids are getting heavier.
Most more of the role play stuff. There was a suspension for sex. There's pro jujitsu, which was going on right now, which I skipped for this.
Oh. Yeah.
Thank you.
Lord Ramirez panels are great.
And that is my friend. We'll just call him Japanese F, and I totally appreciate him coming. So
I was there. What? I have to go buy one now.
I have no idea. I'm just glad that someone skipped it. I'm not the book.
And then tonight I'll be going to the Kiki Karaoke to find the words.
Oh, yes.
I need to hit that because I...
Did you see where the performers were? Oh, okay. When you're on your way to the rooms Frankfurt and Brussels, there's a wide open area, and for, I guess, public humiliation.
That's where they're going to be.
That's where the karaoke setup is going to be.
Yes, which means that
I've heard him sing, and he's really good. So, yeah.
I'm excited. I love singing.
Yes.
I don't do it. There's not enough booze in this place. Yeah.
Yes, and I already know he has sweet transvestite, so I will hopefully be doing that.
Okay, bending over in a corset is not fun.
It is for everyone else who's watching.
That was not pretty.
Everyone does know karaoke means tone deaf, right?
Yeah.
I'm just checking.
It doesn't have to be. And then that way, when you have like a good voice, you can actually go in there and wow everybody. So
it's good for
if you have a good voice. Cause
I don't think that's a problem with me.
You're gonna make him get. You're gonna make Phantom get up and do it. Forced karaoke.
I don't know how long we're gonna stick around.
It starts at 9.
Okay. Because we're gonna go.
Oh, is it 8:30?
Yeah, it's gonna be.
I think we're making.
For a while.
Yeah.
I think we're gonna go to Renfest tomorrow. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you're going to leave the kinky stuff early so you can go geek.
It'll be empty because everyone's here.
Right. But it's kind of like this is the weekend to go because everybody's here. So, yeah.
And also corsets are involved in both. That's the interesting thing.
And as was said on the Geeks in the Military this morning, swords, boobies. What's the problem?
Speaking of costumes, so what were some of the other costumes we saw walking around today? I saw Hunter S. Thompson.
We
know that. We know that guy. That's DJ Weasel.
That's DJ Weasel, yes.
What are you talking?
Oh, he's got a voice that carries, though.
Well, I know, but I mean, just, yeah.
The voice of a nation.
I've also seen a woman getting painted in the atrium in full neck to foot latex.
Yeah, that was nice.
I don't know what that's gonna, what the finished product's gonna be. We saw her getting painted initially, the base coat.
Yellow things here, and she's all black and.
I have so many attacks to the latex.
Exactly where the listening audience would think it would be.
I saw the lady yesterday in the Dr. Seuss leather outfit.
Yes.
I mean,
that was
how the Cat in the Hat on and the redfish, bluefish, and signs of here and there.
Did you see her handbag?
Yes, I got pictures too.
She got, I don't know if she told you, but I thought it was a really sweet story that it was originally a gift and someone made it a purse for her. And I was just like, that's really, really sweet.
That is cute.
And then,
yeah.
So she got to send photos of the complete costume.
That's great.
I've seen a lot of furries running around.
I've seen so many fursuiters. I'm dying to go and just hug a fursuiter right now.
You can't be in a furry.
Yeah, there's a party tonight.
You have to get permission first.
Yes, there will be a furry party.
A fox hunt party tonight.
Yeah.
Where they encourage costuming, and I think the challenge is that, I can't speak from definite knowledge, but I think the challengers have to go out and find the foxes running around in public areas and take fox tails from them.
But those will be people with fox tails.
Okay. How many tails do the foxes have? Because this is important. Whether
9. It's 9. Yeah. If you go by Japanese lore, it's at least 9.
Yeah. It's 9. Don't leave it. I'm just saying.
It's basically what they're doing. I don't think the furries that are in the suits are involved at all. They actually have designated foxes because they've been very clear about not messing with the furries.
They're basically going to be pretty girls. They'll have fox tails.
Yeah. See, I want to make clarifications on this because it's like.
Well, that's why they're going.
Some foxes.
Well, that's why they're going, that's why they're going to have the meeting before it all starts to explain everything.
That's not good. That's not good.
Yeah. Well, see, this has been a discussion before because it was last year they only had a couple show up, and they were a little worried about, being alienated coming to this convention, even though... So they've been very, very clear that there will be no furry hunts because I guess that's a problem they have to deal with at other conventions.
Some of us have thought it'd be fun to get some that would consent, and but you catch them by getting your picture taken with them.
And that would be a furry hunt. And actually, I think some of them were open to that.
It's like some of them were open to that.
But since they came, you know, the few that came and were very, were pretty much, you know, came here with open arms. They got, they came here to open arms.
English, you're doing it wrong.
Yeah, I'm doing it wrong. I'm doing it very wrong. There's even more. It's been very funny just having, because we were in line at the dungeon last night.
Yeah.
And one of the small side rooms, the door opens up, and about eight come flying out. And
it's like the TARDIS room full of furries.
It's like it must be bigger on the inside. And then I'm waiting, and then I'm waiting on line to use the elevator after the power went out. Which was fun, sitting in a panel of erotica photography, and all of a sudden, poof, the lights are gone.
Yeah, no lights.
Yeah. Nice. And you're sitting there, and all of a sudden, you hear a door open. It's one of the elevators you can't see, and all of a sudden, you just see furries come piling out of the elevator. Just happily.
Rub all over everybody.
Yeah, you almost want to hear the Benny Hill theme start playing when they start coming out.
Yeah, but they're great. We love having them here.
I'd love to be a furry, but it's just so hot.
Yeah. And not in the South.
Yeah. And that's my whole beef with steampunk, with all the really cool costuming. Would love to do it. I'm not going to sit around sweat.
There's a secret. Yeah. An ancient Chinese. No. The secret is Under Armour.
I've heard that. Oh, yeah. I've heard that. Yeah.
Under Armour for hot wear and cold wear. You want the hot wear. Pulls the moisture right off your skin and then whisks away. It will literally, you'll feel your body temperature drop. If you're not doing something to heat yourself.
Yeah. This man speaks from experience. Yesterday he was wearing 80
pounds of armor.
Oh, yes, that wonderful demon armor.
And you're obviously still here and alive, so it seemed to work out.
Yeah, and also this was our roommate went to one of the steampunking costuming classes, and that's why what Cindy... That's why Anachrocon's in February.
Yeah. I can totally see that.
Little secret.
Yeah, we're getting married in October, and we're going to do Victorian, and I'm thinking October maybe even be pushing it.
Here in Atlanta,
So I'm like,
When summer, winter might start in October.
Right, right.
Or start getting cold in October. Yeah. If you're lucky, it starts then.
Yeah. So ours, we got married last November, and it was 76 degrees the weekend before. Mm-hmm. It was 78 degrees the weekend after,
and
it was 37. Yes, my lady's got like nice little over the shirt, and I told her I loved her. I knew I loved her, and I knew that I always thought about her because my first thought was, God, my angels is beautiful. And my second thought is, God, my angel's got to be freezing her ass off.
True love. True love.
Yeah, we actually had friends that got married in late March, and it started snowing.
Oh.
Yes.
Nice. We've done that in Virginia. I remember working in a theme park, and I was a face painter, and it's like, it was really hard to sell that day because it started snowing and no one was outside. And we didn't close the park.
See, he's a Viking. I think snow would be like his ideal.
Yeah, really.
Although, tell him the story about the snow plowing.
The snow plowing.
Yes, the one we got when we got our big snow down here in Atlanta. Yeah.
He's from Maryland. He just moved down this past fall, and he sat there. It was like 5 a.m. because we don't sleep until like 5 a.m. usually, and he's like looking out the window and he's like, "Where are all the snow plows?" And I'm like,
"Why haven't they plowed our road yet?"
Yeah, that's so cute.
It must really be bad. God.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
The weather though here for the con could definitely be worse because this morning.
Yeah.
Don't say that. Now you just ruined it.
You're coming thunder.
It was beautiful today.
Oh my goodness.
Our thoughts go out to the few injured and some people in the hospital.
Yes. From the tornadoes, right?
From the tornado.
Oh wow.
So, I posted this morning, after having a really good time last night. Thank goodness. thank goodness I'm not flying out today. And yeah. I didn't even know about the tornado. Oh, yeah.
Thanks.
You weren't on a plane, were you? No.
Well, our first night that we had, actually the first night of the con here, there was a tornado watch for a while. And that's actually 2 years in a row that's happened.
Yeah.
And then, my badge keeps falling.
But we had one. I think it was the first year we were at the Gwinnett Hotel. It was snowing. That was the year that actually had baseball games get called for the account for a count of snow. And yeah, it basically dipped to, it was freezing. So you had all these people running around in their skimpy outfits, especially the smokers having to go out there. And it's like 30 degrees outside at night.
That's something I've noticed a lot more, not just costumes, but electronic cigarettes.
They're everywhere this year. Yeah.
There have been a lot more of those like blues and stuff like
that. I actually saw an electronic cigar the other night.
There's a couple of places that sells electronic cigarettes who are here at the
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. Okay, cool. So I'd almost pick one of those up.
Smoke inside, right?
Yeah.
Because all it gives off is water vapor.
And it's like you can smoke anything inside.
It's not smoke, it's water vapor.
The only real problem you have with them is the fact that there's nothing that tells you stop puffing, you're done, you agent.
Yeah. No, that's true. I've been smoking this thing for like 4 hours.
I heard from a friend that, they put it in a charger, and when the light starts to blink, that's the end of your cigarette, which is like hours, possibly.
Sometimes you can plug into the computer plugged in. It will actually smoke a cigarette up on the screen.
Nice.
Wow. Not my computer. Yeah. Shit.
I'm not a smoker, but now that it's has all these gadgets, I'm kind of thinking about it. So.
Yeah, they're funky just to have them anyway. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
You're gonna take up the habit of smoking just for them.
Right, exactly.
Gadgets, man.
I don't have anything else going on right now.
No, I want to get an electronic cigarette.
Exactly.
Take up second.
You know, every guy has those.
That was the new gangster in America. Haven't you heard about this?
Oh, no.
Supreme Court has ruled that you cannot play D20 or any role-playing game in prison because it promotes gang activity.
What? Yeah, I heard about that.
They'll get involved.
Every geek in America has street cred, okay?
If I have street cred.
The new face of thugs is no longer, grills.
Hey, you know me, man. Yeah. I'm down with
it's
the Walmart.
Face.
I'm
down with the Walmart. No, man, it's D20.
If I'm now gangster, then I have one question. Where are my hoes at?
Go out the door and
the entire hotel and
you still have to get your own hoes. That's just
easy, man. Well, if they just gave hoes away, they'd lose their value.
Right.
I can't do it right.
Depreciation.
English.
You're doing it wrong now. Yeah. English is
toxic.
You appreciate your hose more if you have to go get them.
I just want to stress once again the eye candy that's around the con.
Actually, the best thing I saw was some littles playing with their slinky, pushing this enormous slinky down the stairs. I was like, that's so fucking cute. I can't even stand it.
Yeah, they were doing some kind of kickball game at one point down there.
See, I could just follow the littles around.
Although I think the littles.
Little boys, little girls.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I didn't realize they actually had a nickname.
Yeah.
Although I have to say the strangest cross between nerd and sex so far that I've heard is the Strip Settlers of Catan.
Oh, yes.
Oh my God.
That's what it was.
Yes.
Strip Settlers of Catan.
I tweeted. I know I'm at Frolicon because I'm watching a naked chick play Settlers of Catan.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
I just want to know what the rules were. How did you lose clothing? I mean, that was the.
You lose a space.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Sweet.
Oh. I want strip D&D, damn it.
Okay, so we're going to start that gaming night we keep talking about. But now
with some of our games.
Just way
it wouldn't have been hard.
Right.
Yeah, especially with the one we had the Seder in.
Oh, trust me, darling. I've seen what is around us. It would have been hard.
Yeah.
D&D LARP.
Yes.
So what else?
Pantis dropicus. Yeah, one of the things DS made us was a acrylic rod where he actually put a handle to it. So I've actually been working on a Harry Potter S&M. Which would basically be the Harry Potter uniform, but instead of having a cloak, a leather vest.
And that wonderful, wonderful, wonderful wand.
Yes.
Yes.
It's about the
I enjoyed that one, too.
Is it violet?
Yeah. It can be when you put the right light down it.
No, that's what this would be.
Yeah, that would be the violet wand, yes.
Magic words.
He whips it out.
Form a line to the left, please.
Any chance he gets.
Yeah, well, this is
with everything.
I think the violet wand is also the greatest. I mean, it's science. It's sex and science brought together
totally,
in one big package.
They're like people's faces light up when they're like, oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like it's shiny.
Another friend of ours was talking about last year. He set up at one of the parties. Mm-hmm. And had a line of people waiting to get zapped. Oh,
yeah. The guy with the violet wand always.
And the guy at the Necrogon table with his, that he keeps looking like he's getting saluted because people are sticking their arms out. Shock me! Shock me!
Nice. Yeah, even was able to add some toys to it.
Yeah, we got some new ones.
We got, there's a guy here, Dr. Clockwork, who's selling kits and accessories. Yeah. I got a comb because mine didn't come with a rake or a comb, so I got one of those. I got the snare drum brush.
Oh, sweet.
He actually kind of threw.
Yes.
And then he also is making these things called lightsaber attachments, which are about three or four inches long, and they light up. He's got a Yoda green and Obi-Wan blue,
and he's working on Vader red,
and they are extremely. They can be very extremely intense, even at the low setting.
I like
it's like pointed, and it's like a very small point. I can.
In fact, I'll even bring it out
for anybody who's interested in violet wands. He seems to do good stuff. So
I whip this out.
Maybe look for Dr. Clockwork online because I think he's got an online.
He does make
presence.
His own stuff too,
but I think he does have an online presence. Yes, this is our baby.
Line forms to the left.
Yes,
that would be
the lightsaber attachment.
Cool.
And
For the viewers at home, this is a white stick as it is now, but it glows what color?
Green. This would be Yoda green.
Yeah, we got Yoda green.
6 inches long. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, we can tell for sure. Grab the blue one. Grab the blue cozy.
It's going to be honest.
Okay, the blue cozy, which was that one's supposed to be six inches.
Okay.
Yep, that's about 6 inches.
About 6 inches, yeah.
Sweet.
No, I know I'm not lying. I handmade that and I measured it.
For those that don't know,
that one's 7 inches.
That is a penis and/or dildo cozy, knitted by Aruka.
So. Yes.
Yes. Actually made out of the same stuff she's been making baby blankets out of.
So they're very soft.
Yes. So it's very soft.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Well,
and then,
it's scrap yard now. So.
This would be funny if you know.
And this is just fun even by itself. It just slides out.
That's the snare drum brush.
Brush, and it actually comes. It goes into the handle, so it makes it easier to store.
That would actually be really nice and stingy, just as an impact.
Oh yeah, it is.
It is.
I mean, there are a few things in the kit that are like that, especially the wheel.
Right. Reperverted.
Yes. I mean, this one, I know people just love it anyway.
Oh yes.
I've seen that being used.
Yes.
Yeah,
something.
I think I got some
wheel
from the last person I've been doing it. Yeah.
With the wand, it's really.
Yes.
Yeah, I've still got marks on my back from last night.
I have it with me because a friend of ours' girlfriend wanted to try it out, and the wheel will make her. It made her stop mid-sentence, and when it hit a certain portion of her back, she just stopped talking.
Yeah, I can totally imagine
that. You found the nerve center.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is the voice box.
And of course, I still love this one.
The barbecue fork.
This is something we added ourselves. That is an honest-to-goodness barbecue fork, and it has reach.
Yes.
Telescoping.
Barbecue fork.
Plastic covers over the points.
Yes, we do, yeah.
They
come to a very sharp point.
So
you have to do that. And
it's covered A to protect everything in there and to protect the point.
Right.
But the plastic comes off when we're playing.
Yeah, and if you have a violet wand, you could pretty much, especially if you have the contact. I mean,
if
the best
you have
thing
a contact
you,
probe, anything metal can become a toy.
I mean, you could literally just buy the wand and the contact probe, and then go into your kitchen and just have fun.
Grab a fork.
Yeah,
grab
a spoon. Fork, a knife.
Grab a butter knife.
We were told that one of the best places to pick stuff up is a bartending supply store. Because of all the stainless steel that's in it.
And the baggie that you saw there, that's steel wool.
So,
which is really fun with them.
You basically you have someone there and you just roll it over them.
Or run it across their back.
Or just run it across. We did that last night in the dungeon.
I literally going, what are you doing? Please do not stop.
I literally just held it in my hand and just scraped it across her back.
So that's cool. You got a chance to get into the dungeon this time because you didn't last year, did you?
We never actually made an attempt last year.
Right, yeah. I mean, we had like a lot of in-room play.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was part of it. Yeah.
Wax slash violent wand last year.
Violent wands.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think that we introduced him to the violent wand for the first time.
Oh, my God. Yeah, still. Yeah, when I win the lottery.
Yeah.
That's my expensive boy.
Do any of you then coming this year have anything up on the wish list board?
Sir Wellington has his own wish list.
The mascot here.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. He just wants to be petted.
I actually did not put a wish list up this year.
He's got beads. Let's see his bead code.
It's his first time, so you know he has a lot going on. Yeah, yeah. He's down for whatever.
Yeah.
He's so soft.
Yeah. He's very experimental.
He smells
so
good,
that.
Ladies.
Yeah.
He is. I guess I should probably get some beads from Leo here.
Actually, it's probably a mixture of bee pals between the two of us.
Yeah. Which is another geek thing now that they have their RPG sense out.
Oh my God. Okay. Does anyone here know BPAL, Black Phoenix Alchemy Lab? Okay, I'm seeing you're nodding. It's a company who does these really great oils, and they're fabulous just on their own. There are a lot of like literary references, and they just do these. Just go look at the Black Phoenix Alchemy Lab's website. But they have actually just released some scents where you can buy. Yeah, there's one. You can buy your race, elf, dwarf, human, half-elf, and what else?
Halfling.
And halfling.
Yeah.
And then you can buy your class, and I know there's cleric, fighter.
Rogue and...
Certified account.
Yeah, certified account, yes.
Right, right.
Get the ogre one.
Yes.
And then you can actually buy the...
The alignment, so you have good and evil, and then you have chaotic, neutral, and lawful. And you basically buy them and layer them in whatever way you want, depending on your character.
So you can actually mix your own signature scent for your character that you play, which is fabulous. So that's on our list.
I'm not saying that. It's a chaotic neutral. What's it smell like?
Fire.
It's like acid and cotton candy.
Yeah.
I love
very bland scents, though, as they change.
Yes.
Yeah. Because I'm loving, I have one of the Alice in Wonderland ones. What was it?
257.
It's three different kinds of roses. Basically going along the, we're painting the roses red, and it was that was the number of the cards that were in there. So, it's a really good one.
The other thing that's been really fun is playing with the remote control egg that she's been wearing all. Yes. And just randomly hitting it when she doesn't know it's coming and and getting that reaction.
I think I know who is coming.
Yes. Or handing it to someone. And
he hands it to cute girls sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, sometimes I know when it's coming, sometimes not. He's had a lot of fun sneaking up on me on my shifts at the Native Guides table. And
Wonderful.
Yes, this is.
Yes, everybody seems to like the happy button.
Yes, so it's
everyone should have one.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hey.
And if you
$8, where I found it was, and it's called a wireless remote control egg, and it's done by Pipe Dream.
Mm-hmm. You may even find it on the Walgreens website.
They do. It is on the Walgreens website. I found it cheaper on another site, but if you could basically Google it and do a price search, I found it for like $8.
You know what's really
bucks.
Fun, don't you? That's when you go out to like New York or Chicago, where you got the nice big club, and you know all the people having a wee bit of fun out there. And you take a variable signal generator.
Oh dear.
Click, 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 thud. Oh, she's got an egg. Click, click, thud. Oh, she's got an egg. Click, nice. Click, click, thud. Oh, he's got an egg.
Click. No, he had a pacemaker. So.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Oh, pacemaker.
And now he's, yeah.
Yeah.
The word you're looking for is Eva.
Eva.
Oh, it's only one button.
Yeah, this one reason this is kind of cheaper
is it doesn't have them. But they do make them out there. I saw one that had like 8 different settings.
Whoa.
That one was like $90 though, but it also was a rechargeable one, so you set it in your charger on the
you know, in your cubicle at work, just wherever you happen to be.
And this thing has a 25-foot range.
Wow. I've literally it was great because she's had to work native guides and I'm wandering around and she's given this to me, of course. So there's one point, most of the time I'll walk up to her and I've turned it on. But there's one point I've got some distance and I'm walking somewhere. I click that button, all of a sudden I see her just shoot up and just start looking around, wondering where I am.
And the thing is, I didn't have to tell anybody at the table what was going on. It took about 2 times of that, and they're like, "You're wearing an egg, aren't you?"
Yes.
Tell us next time. We'll put up some signal distance or something.
Yeah. Okay.
We'll put some relays up for you.
Yeah, I've already told her maybe for her birthday that she gets the
There's actually a great scene in a movie called Short Bus where a guy does that, and then he has the remote in his back pocket and he's just hitting like a wall. He's just kind of leaning against a wall, and then someone picks it up and they're trying to like take care of the TV with it, and then it ends up being passed around by all the people at this huge party, and by the end of the night she takes it out and she's like beating it on the concrete takes like a shoe or something and just starts eating the hell out of the egg in the street.
There was actually an episode of Drew Carey when they were doing that after Mimi ends up marrying Drew's brother and they're trying to conceive, so that she's having problems, so she starts using an egg, a remote control egg, to kind of
get her
ready. And something happens, and she throws it away, and Drew ends up with it. And she's having to talk to these people while playing with that. And at one point, she goes, "I don't know who has it, but don't stop for the next 5 minutes."
Gross.
Yeah, that's been fun this weekend.
I want to touch the button, but I don't know what the button does.
There's been quite a bit of that. He'll just hand someone the remote, and they'll be like, I don't know if I want to.
For the rest of the podcast now, we'll have the word. Sometimes somebody says Frolicon.
Hey, how's your Frolicon been, guys? Hey, Frolicon.
We'll probably be next year's Frolicon.
For the newbies, actually, how have you actually been enjoying your first Frolicon?
It is a really enjoyable atmosphere. It's a really enjoyable atmosphere. Everyone's very friendly at Frolicon. And of all the other anime conventions I've been to, or any conventions in general, I would enjoy next year's Frolicon.
I just happened to ask that question. I knew she was one of the board members.
This is her track, so
She was the one that was helping us the most.
I have to say, also the staff, the Frolicon staff, is really professional.
The people here at Frolicon really are amazing.
It is also very nice that the four heads of the convention are all female, which gives it a different dynamic they are very aware of, especially in a convention like this where you're trying to make it, because Frolicon is actually one of the few places where the ratio to men and women are almost 1-to-1.
Right. Yeah, definitely.
You know, it's not like going to, say, a Dragon Con or someplace else where you are going to have a majority male just because of the nature of geekdom,
the cons I'm used to are pretty much 1-to-1.
It's getting better. I mean, I've been going to conventions since the early late 80s, and you could definitely tell that the female ratio has grown.
Right. It does seem like the early Dragon Cons were more men.
Yeah.
Another thing I've noticed too, there's not many bystanders. Even if there's something going on, a workshop and the like, even if there are people not participating, it's generally a very small number. And two, they all seem genuinely interested in finding out what's going on rather than just, sitting back and getting confused.
I think that may be, kind of a result of, a lot of people here being kinky and being open. It kind of forces you to get out and express yourself and find your people.
Yeah.
And so it tends to attract maybe more social people.
Well, it also
whereas DragonCon, you can kind of sit back in a corner and,
Yeah. Well, you can also here get exposed to new things a lot easier than you can to a bigger convention,
right.
Be it kink or geek. I mean, someone who might be interested in starting a poly relationship with someone could find several different poly, things. Or if you're wanting to try rope, they've got people who are doing different forms of rope,
right.
Wax play, just about any kind of play outside of some of the stuff people don't try to talk about. Mm-hmm. But yeah.
Well, it is. It's very welcoming, whereas, say, Dragon Con could be intimidating. And it's
size.
Dragon Con.
Yeah, just the size alone, 100,000.
Yeah, exactly.
There's also not really competition here on the big sense of the word. If you show up with a costume that makes a halfway effort, that's perfectly fine.
Right.
If you have a costume that's halfway on, that's even better.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. Exactly.
True.
But yeah, no, it is. It's and actually, I've been watching. We've been getting so many emails from the Frolicon group on FetLife.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ with the emails, but it's everybody. There are so many newbies who are just so beside themselves to be able to go to a con where they can just be open.
Yeah.
Whereas the Dragon Con,
If you know the right circles at somewhere like Dragon Con, but it's not the general thing.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's not like Dragon Con was originally, the geek's outlet. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is where we had our ties, we had our suits on, we had to smile at those bloody people with a 60 IQ all day. And, you finally get there and, you're not putting costumes on, you're taking your costume off.
Yeah.
And like I said, in the old days, we partied so hard that you could strip naked, paint yourself blue, run up and down the hall screaming, "I'm a Smurf." Somebody might actually notice you.
Yeah. And see, that's the thing. I mean,
sounds like my house.
It's interesting, we're bringing up Dragon Con and Frolicon, but honestly, after 9, 10 p.m., Dragon Con, there are parts of Dragon Con that become Frolicon.
Okay. Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah. I mean, you will find find the parties where or the costumes get a lot more risque. They have, when the kids go to bed, the naughty Hogwarts girls. I'm not kidding. There are about three or four girls. There are three or at least two.
Yeah.
That are dead ringers for Hermione and Ginny. Okay. And during the day, they've got the actual, true to form Hogwarts. And once night hits, the skirt gets shorter, the thigh-high stockings come out. The slut scouts come out. Although they haven't been here. I haven't seen them this year.
I haven't seen them. I'm just guessing what the costume looks like.
Basically, think the Girl Scout sash.
And that's your
that's
top.
It.
Nice.
It's basically it covers one breast, usually have a pasty on the other one, and usually panties, and I think the hat. The hat and the socks and shoes.
I think one of them had a little tiny little green skirt too.
They do vary. But I mean we're talking this.
It's not like that, yeah.
Yeah, we're talking a skirt that really shouldn't be called a skirt.
It should
be called a headband.
It's a belt.
Or a napkin.
Yes.
It's a belt with ideas of grandeur.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, it's just enough to where you can make it past the curtains out here to make it to the elevators.
I'm surprised at what's making it past the curtain. Everything seems to be perfectly fine, but coming from Virginia, where we are, in Virginia Beach, where phones are not allowed, no swearing on the beach. It's a quite a different atmosphere here than anything up there.
Nice. Yeah, and I think they're being a little more lax this year because I think we have almost the entire hotel. I think there are a few rooms they have to keep aside for the
stranded passengers
being near the airport. All of the hotels have.
It was 2 days ago?
Yeah, it was just yesterday.
Yesterday. There was a flight attendant. She was sitting all the way by the gift shop on the first floor, and she was just like
staring wide-eyed at everything.
Wide-eyed. Her tie was like up to here, and she's just looking. Her eyes like crossing.
I've made a huge mistake.
Was she a real flight attendant, or
No, she was an actual. Yeah,
because that would be a good.
Yeah, that's
because it's one of those things.
You don't want somebody grabbing you because that's their. Yes, they're king.
Yes. We were hearing a story about from somebody last night about police having to do the safety inspections at a dungeon, and they were kind of told, you know, well, be careful and move quickly because someone might decide that you're their kind of
their king. Yeah, they might find your king because they were walking through, and there's a naked woman up on the cross, and then there's another one, and of course there's at one point there are two boys, and they can't say a damn word about it. And they said, yeah, you better move fast because they might actually find.
They might like you.
Yeah, that was actually one of the things in the photography thing was that things that look totally normal to us look really psychotic to other people. So if you got someone strung up and you're in an abandoned building taking pictures, bring a knife so you can cut them down real quick and put some ropes on them. So.
Yeah, those rope scissors coming in.
If you'll permit me to shift the topic a bit, I would like to provide some advice to my past self, because actually one of the things I did to prepare to come to Frolicon is listen to the Kinking of the Geek podcast from this time last year.
Cool.
Research.
What did I say?
Oh, well, I listened to it months ago myself. Okay. But no, some of the things I found out rather quickly, especially through FetLife, is one, there's no restaurants around.
Yeah, right. That
you
is
have
one
to
of the
bring
bad.
Food. Yeah. We flew in, so we weren't able to really pack food. But we did go out to the Publix in downtown and get some fruit, get some string cheese, get some, you know, stuff that we could basically have our veggies and protein and the like.
We brought a crock pot to our room and a bunch of stuff to put in it.
That's
it overnight.
Brilliant.
We
yeah.
had meals for
really
the
good.
2 days.
Strangely enough, it's not hard to find protein around here.
In various sources. Well, the effort to get the protein versus the health benefits makes it, calorie neutral?
Yeah.
The other thing, too, bring a costume. We packed a few items of costume, but nothing really full costume-ish.
Yeah, it's definitely more like kinky, sexy things, because, you know, I feel free walking around realizing the hotel is, you know, free to roam around and such things. But I couldn't think of anything to cosplay, and so I didn't bring anything. But definitely next year,
yeah.
I think.
And the other thing, too, is that all the warnings about the elevators are true. No matter what the warnings are, they are true at some point of the day.
But honestly, any convention of any size, you're gonna deal with it. There's the only way you could do that is basically put an elevator for every room in a hotel.
Yeah.
There's just no way to get around that.
Well, the one thing we were planning on doing.
I'm still working on the Batman grappling hook.
Yeah. We were planning on getting our exercise this weekend by taking the stairs, because we knew this was a 12-story building. We knew we could walk 12 stories of stairs. We don't mind that. But you can't get from the first and second floor up to the rooms.
No.
Right. You can get down but you can't exit to the lobby. You have to exit to outside through the fire escape. But you have to take the elevator to get up to the rooms. That's unfortunate, but I guess it made sense in some architect's mind.
Yeah, we found that out last year. We got stuck. We were trying to get up, I think, to your room.
Yeah.
And we sat there and waited at the elevators for like 20 minutes. And we're like, fuck this. So we went and tried to find the stairs and no.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the problem Final Fantasm mm-hmm. was that the stairs, you couldn't get into them from anywhere. You could get into them from upstairs to go down, but you couldn't get into them at the bottom to go up.
I think you can get
somebody
out
tried
on
calling
two,
the fire marshal.
But you can't get into the stairs off of two.
Yeah, that was the
you get out, but you can't get in.
Yes.
You can check out anytime you like.
But you can never leave. Yeah.
Kinky karaoke.
As long as you don't mind that I say it just like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
You Shatner it. Shatner it, baby. Shatner it.
You can check out anytime you like. Never leave.
I'm going to go. Thank you guys for having me.
Thank you for joining us.
I will find you. It's the Spicy Buzz. So I'm at spicybuzz.com, which is spycebuzz.com.
Okay. Cool.
All right.
Yeah, I'll actually leave you guys some little flyers.
Oh, sweet.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, and actually, we've got our cards with condoms attached. So.
Woo-hoo!
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're not stapled through.
No.
I learned my lesson from Failblog.
No, double-sided tape is actually your friend.
Being a sex educator, I have way too many condoms. And
sweet.
I can never use them all.
Oh, man. We,
I've been trying.
Actually, we're fluid bonded, so we started our own podcast.
Yeah.
But we started it, we're taping it in the shower. And it took like 20 minutes to find a condom to put over the microphone. It was ridiculous. I was like, I used to have microphones everywhere.
You mean condoms everywhere?
Yeah, condoms everywhere.
Microphones and condoms.
Yeah, actually, we do have microphones everywhere.
Condom for the microphone? Yeah,
you really like your podcast, don't you?
Big Brother's not looking at you.
It was like, seriously, it was like the whole putting the condom on the microphone debacle.
Yeah.
Really? If you're that desperate, I'll buy you a vibrator.
Well, we have those.
No, believe me, she has the ones that get plugged into the wall. Yeah. She's almost up to the black. Yeah, diesel powered Black and Decker.
Big red.
It's like, why is she snow? Why is she leaf blowing?
Yeah.
Why is she leaf blowing in her bedroom? That's not her leaf blower.
Nice.
Yes.
Well, okay. Speaking of, would you like to figure out? Hey, we got four people here.
We got four people here. Yeah.
Hey, four people who stayed.
Yes.
Yeah. Actually, I tell you what. What we should do is do numbers 1 through 4 and let people draw blindly and
that sounds
draw first and
Here we go. Here we got paper.
We are giving away paddles and. And basically, cock/dildo cozies.
Yeah.
These are hand knitted, and again, these were made by our friend DS and his SD site again is
Therian Productions.
Yes,
Therian Productions.
And they are actually very reasonable. They're very well made. The cedar hairbrush paddle was $20, which for a wooden paddle is actually really good. He's got a few floggers. He's got a handmade leather flogger that is I think only $30 that he was doing. He even has a vegan one.
Oh.
Yeah.
I have to say, I haven't seen that yet here, but it's definitely something to consider. Animal safe things and I've started seeing that like more and more. That's my only comment.
We actually have a lot of friends who are vegetarian who
Sir Wellington is enjoying some suspension.
I like vegetarians. They taste good with barbecue sauce.
Her cousin is actually a vegan.
Uh-huh.
And her boyfriend isn't, but she is. I think she's been looking for I think she found some of the basically vegan stuff, rope stuff, pleather, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So she's been able to play.
Tastes good when they've been eating a lot of fruit.
Yes, they do. I actually had, I'm going to get into some personal history here, a friend who was really into water sports. And if you're going to be drinking urine, the best way, not me.
That's what water sports are.
The best way to make sure it tastes good is pineapple juice. Lots and lots of pineapple juice. So
that works good for most of the fluids coming out.
Yeah.
Or if you're really in a bind, just substitute pineapple juice.
That would have lost something. Yeah.
Okay, we're gonna
have to.
So we basically let them all pick. Whoever gets
number one gets to pick first.
Yeah. All right. So don't open them when you first. Okay,
Who gets number three gets to pick second. Who gets number four gets to pick third, and number two gets to pick last.
Why you gotta fuck it up like that?
What with it?
I don't see what's so difficult here, Phil.
Okay, well then you. Okay, then you keep up with it.
No, I'm just kidding.
Okay,
we'll go.
We'll start here. Pick from the fez.
What? I lost one.
Yeah.
Ladies' choice.
You know it.
Let's look at the oil, Lucifer.
So really, they've already picked for me.
Yes.
Hey. Sorry.
We took a poll. Now we're going to hit you with it.
Yeah.
Voting as they're
okay. We start with one.
Whoever.
Who got number one?
Yay!
Yes.
Yay. So,
you get to choose first of the lovely. This one's not.
Now,
no.
Now, are you?
I think I will take.
Oh, the ping yes. pong. Oh,
that actually has a really good. That's got
that's
more sting.
That's one of my favorites.
I'll let you use on Allison later.
Oh. Yeah,
sweet. Yes, that one's one of my favorites.
Yes, that was one of the other ones he gave us was one of those, and the combination of that one and the long one actually works very well.
Oh,
yes.
Yes. And with my delicate medical condition right now, mm-hmm. you know, they're great. I get a great effect from them, mm-hmm. but they also don't put me in any kind of danger.
Yeah, so, we've actually.
Is that danger?
Nor does, by the way, the vibrating head.
Yeah,
no.
Which I selected a new secret word.
Is it your own secret word?
I got that
impression.
Frolicon. Frolicon.
Thank you.
Okay, which one pick second?
Which, what? Well, no, I'm just kidding. Number two.
Okay, so number two.
Please.
Number two.
Yay.
Oh, hey, number two.
I'm not sure what I want. Because I knew I wanted that one.
Well, the thicker one will have a nice thud.
Okay. So, for our lovely couple, you get to choose.
Yay!
I love
blue.
Get one for the vibrator.
Yes.
Yay!
I actually bought my
blue.
For a Christmas present from her friends, I got her the because her husband tends to go on long trips. We got her the bone clone. Everybody remember the bone clone? Have you
bone
ever seen
clone.
It?
No, it's not.
Oh yes.
Yeah.
You have to get them hard. You put it inside.
Oh yes.
Makes a bone in his penis.
Oh okay. Oh no. I've made those. Yeah. They last for a while, and they're a lot of fun.
Now is it latex or is it? It would have to be. Okay.
It's, you start with plastic.
It's all I'm thinking about how fun it was.
Here, honey.
And it comes with, you know, a basic dildo. Mm-hmm. And, there's a piece of cardboard where you cut a hole through it. Mm-hmm. You put the dildo inside, so when you pour in the mold, mm-hmm. it's just enough so when the dildo sits in, it doesn't overflow, and then you let it sit.
Okay.
And then it's just ready and raring. And there's a glow.
That would actually be a lot of fun.
Yeah, uh-huh. It's nice.
That would be perfect. Yeah.
That was actually one of the bits they had on coupling.
Mm-hmm.
Patrick,
okay.
One of his ex-girlfriends, actually molded his
nice.
Penis. Yes,
nice.
Because Patrick was supposed to be very well hung.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We should consider it some more.
You're gonna get considered where we have money.
Right.
Okay.
Oh, I don't want to go where my mind just went with that.
So we're.
Yeah, we're at about
little, yeah,
about time.
Time. Which did you want to go ahead and make our announcement?
Oh yeah. Due to a writing need coming up.
Yeah, my schedule and having to work around my hands. Basically,
yeah.
I have a chat job.
Yeah, and our listeners, like people that listen like a lot, know. I have a chat job, so I chat like a lot, and my hands are killing me. But I need to be writing. I've got a couple things I'm working on, but I need a night where I
can write.
I haven't been typing all day.
And her only 2 days off are Wednesday and Saturday,
yeah.
And Saturday is basically their hey, let's go somewhere day.
Exactly. Yeah. So we're going to start recording every other week.
But we will be going longer than an hour, so
exactly.
You will get more cast.
They're going to be twice as long. Hopefully,
if it lasts for more than 3 hours, though, consult your doctor.
Yes.
Exactly.
Well, considering we do have
to tell Weekend Justice that.
Yes, we have friends that do a podcast called Weekend Justice on the needcoffee.com.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And their average week podcast, they do this weekly, are at least 3 hours long.
Yeah,
at least, if not 3.5.
Because you basically have about between 4 to 6 people, and they just go on tangents.
Go on.
Yeah, but they do give you information. They have
they're fascinating.
Yeah.
you're interested for the entire 3 hours.
Three hours, but yes, they are 3 hours long. And basically, that gets me halfway through a work shift.
Yeah.
Just listening to them.
I'm hoping it's going to keep us from being repetitive, too, because if you've listened to some of ours, we go over the same things for like 3 or 4
we
weeks.
Try to keep
we
up,
have,
but yeah.
We have arcs. You know, we were talking about Doctor Who earlier. We have arcs.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping we'll, every 2 weeks.
Keep the clever going, yeah.
Exactly.
So we're not going away. We're just going to not be around quite as much.
So, listen to half the podcast and save the rest for next week.
Right.
Yeah,
and
like
there's talk right now that that me and Alicia will do something like a little 20-minute little get a topic and talk, to kind of fill in the space. And also,
we'll fix your knee.
Yeah. We also, they are also, well, what are you guys calling it now?
The Power Shower Hour with Phantom and Fleshvine. Where we do record
that.
Ourselves in the shower.
Oh.
Yeah.
Not with the water running.
No, with the water running.
Yeah,
yeah.
They're
it's not a kinky podcast either. Yeah.
It's whatever it's conversation has to happen to pop up while they're getting, while they're showering.
What did you think of it? Because we haven't
heard it. I haven't heard it yet.
Yeah. No, I haven't had time to
We didn't think, okay, we thought you were going to put it on the Kinky and the Geek feed for Podbean.
Okay, well, we were going to start our own. Well, anyways, that's all.
Well, no, I found the download. I've got it downloaded. It's just I haven't had a chance to go and listen to it. This is my first let myself go weekend since the death scare in January. So
nobody has said like a word to us. I'm like, oh.
Well, that's because your soon to be here keeps talking about how much it sucks.
That's fascinating.
You know.
That's what I do.
I just
talk terribly about myself.
He's very. Self-conscious.
Yes. Yeah. It's going to suck. Don't worry about it.
I'm trying to leave it on.
And I like your little thing. You know, don't remember first podcast. First, I was like, no, it doesn't. Yeah. Ours kicked ass the first one we did.
Ours was a little rough. It was a little rough, but
secret word.
I added another one. I'm sorry.
Aww.
I didn't realize that's so much
it does not help.
Why do I have a feeling every time we run into her tonight, she's going to be asking for the button?
Yeah. Well, because she's obviously having fun.
Yes.
Frolicon.
What is this Frolicon?
Frolicon is a place for fun. Yeah.
It's fun without the you.
Yeah. 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 We're all having fun today.
Fun for the whole family?
Right. Yeah. Okay.
Well, they did have the incest panel, so I guess it is.
Okay, fair enough.
Oh? What'd you find?
I was just wondering, would that be the finale?
Anything else?
This is going to be a fun one for you to edit.
Yeah.
Is he doing
it?
Or are
you doing it?
This is all solid gold, baby.
It's on his computer.
Oh, I can't wait. Yeah. Okay, so I guess we wrap it up here.
Yeah. It's.
Is there anything you guys want?
Yeah. Anybody have like a website or a Twitter they want?
I prefer to stay anonymous.
That's probably
that's
best.
Fine. Yeah. But, yeah.
Most of my social networking is on Facebook and things like that. And, you know, I have vanilla friends who I'm a lot of my vanilla friends I'm comfortable with talking about sex with, and I might bring up Frolicon, but not with my family. Yeah. You know, my mother is the type that's like, don't do this, don't bring another woman into your bed.
Good job staying anonymous.
And I'm like,
Hey, we could put a sheep nose.
We do edit out names.
Yeah, we'll put a little sheep noise or something in there.
Yeah. But yeah, you know, it's whatever.
It's fine. I'll stick with sheep.
Yeah. But you know, like I said, it's fun with my girlfriends. You know, maybe some other friends I work with, but.
We've actually talked about that. I'm really good with leaving Facebook and FetLife separate. I'm great with having...
That's the great thing about FetLife.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I can talk to all my cousins and cousins of cousins over here and then, you know, put up pictures of, you know, naked people.
I would like to plug for people interested in Frolicon, besides Facebook and FetLife.
She can leave the remote on, aren't you?
The photo gnomes flicker feed, those two. One of the first reasons I decided to come here, and also one place that I hope to kind of recollect memories, because I haven't been too busy to take my own photos.
Yeah, me too. And also, I found out that my camera's fucked up.
Yeah.
I found out.
Yeah,
mine tried to fly.
Yes.
Yeah, it's my fault, so yeah.
Yeah, it's very unfortunate that, yeah.
Can you take a picture of this too?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
With Wellington.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yay. Welly.
Here.
Although, speaking of Photo Gnome and one of your kinks, he actually had a chainmail laurel stapled into his head.
I saw that. That was fabulous.
I got to last night.
Yes. Yeah. Did he photograph you?
He did.
You got gnomed.
You got gnomed, yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's like, since it was the first time I met him, though, I felt it was more formal to actually ask his name. So I just wanted to
I feel more comfortable with that.
Yeah, one of our best pictures that we have of us was taken by him at our first Frolicon.
Uh-huh.
We had our roommate, the woman who's rooming with us right now, at one point kidnapped her. And I didn't know. And she was wearing kind of the same outfit she was, except for a white top and no corset. Basically, it's a regular schoolgirl outfit. I came back into the room where the party was going, and I was, well, I wonder where the hell she is. And she comes out, and her shirt has been tied up to where the boobies are out. Nice cleavage tied up around her arms have been tied behind her.
Yes, I was in bondage.
And is now wearing about 4 or 5 inch fuck me shoes.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
And
nice
I was leading her around, and Photo Gnome caught us. Uh-huh. And I've got this, hey, Ma, look what I caught, look on my face.
Hey. Yeah.
And it's one of our favorite pictures of us. So,
mm-hmm.
So well, it looks like we need to clear out. So
yeah.
We are
okay.
Finished for.
So, usually we wrap up the show with Be Good.
Or Be Good at It.
Yay.
Yay.
Thank you guys for
Thank
coming.
You for coming.
Yeah. Oh, and we are on Twitter under Kinky and the Geek. We're on, we do have a Facebook page.
Facebook, Kinky and the Geek, yeah.
And we're on FetLife, Kinky and Geek, and Friends of Kinky and the Geek. So.
Right, and Mighty Bill on Twitter.
And Fleshvine on Twitter. So, yeah.
And Iruka Yui Well.
Yeah. Yeah. The quiet one. So.
The quiet one.
All, AKA
the Quiet Storm.
Sex Bear, you may know.
It's a sex bear.
Sex Bear. Yeah. Yeah. Wow.
It's so. The quiet one.
All right. All right, you guys be good.
Or be good at it.
Bye.
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 Thank you.
Yeah,
that was fun. Thank you. And yes, I will have it on.